96.5 FM, KUBU, and Anton Barbeau and his band 3 Minute Tease with Bravely Fade Away, and that came out from their Bite the Hand release, which came out last year. This is Twirl. I'm Mike. You're listening to The Voice, 96.5 FM, KUBU, right here in Sacramento and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. And as promised, I've got right on the line, all the way from the San Francisco Bay Area, Carla Kane of the Corner Laughers and a few other bands as well. Carla, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing pretty well. You know, it's kind of been a tradition here on the show to have you guys with me visit the studio the day you're going to do a show, because a lot of times you play in Sacramento on Saturdays. Not so much this time, because your show is Friday, so we're catching you right now. So I am so excited. You know, for those of our new listeners on KUBU who may be hearing my voice on the airwaves in Sacramento only, this is a band you must see. The Corner Laughers, you come to Sacramento all the time. So first of all, tell us about the details, the whereabouts of the show.
Well, first of all, I think this is my first time talking to you since you've been on the real airwaves, right?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel very important right now.
Oh, so. You've always been very important.
Oh, thank you. So Friday, the 13th at Luna's, I think it's at 8. I'm probably actually not the best person to ask for all the details. I probably should have worked that out before talking to you, but pretty sure it's at 8 at Luna's. I know it's at Luna's.
Well, there's no problem with showing up a little bit early. Luna's is a great place to just hang out and relax. And so who else is on the bill with you guys?
Coy and I from the Corner Laughers are playing with Anton Barbeau, and we're doing a thing that we like to do on occasion, which is play acoustic, the three of us, and sort of trade off Corner Laughers songs and Anton songs, all singing and playing together. So it's different. It's really fun.
Very cool. I've never seen you guys in an acoustic setting. Does Coy play a stand-up bass by any chance?
Actually, Coy's going to be playing acoustic guitar.
Wow, that's cool. I've never seen him play anything with more than four strings, so this is a first for me.
Yeah, it's really fun for him because he's actually originally a guitar player.
Ah. Very, very cool. Very, very cool indeed. So what's the name of your new configuration? I know you're not going to be the Corner Laughers if you're just three of you.
Right. So our band name in this case is Grasshopper Clock, which, as you know, is one of our songs that we recorded with Anton. But when we went over to visit him in Berlin and played a few shows there, doing the style that we're doing at Luna's acoustic, one of the places on the sign said Anton Barbeau and Grasshopper Clock for some reason instead of the Corner Laughers. So we figured, I guess that's who we are.
Yes, they know because they're professional sign putter uppers. Or something. So is Anton also doing a full set of his own, or is it just going to be the whole night you guys collaborating as Grasshopper Clock?
So we'll do a set as Grasshopper Clock, and then Anton and Allison Seconds, who I know is a favorite of yours as
yes.
well as favorite of mine. So they will also do a set together, kind of the same idea.
Wow. So we've got some Northern California musical royalty on the bill, and it's, you know, a lot of magic happens at Luna, so I'm really glad for the show. What else is going on the Corner Laughers front? It's been a while since we chatted with you. I think it's been a few months since you've been on the show. You guys have been busy.
Yeah, I think the last time I talked with you was when we did the kids' music.
Yeah.
Special. lots been going on with us. We just finished recording our, fourth album.
Ooh.
So it's all done. Getting the artwork done right now. And the big news with that is that after years and years of Charlie begging, we finally agreed to put it out on vinyl.
Really? That is big news. Oh my gosh.
It's kind of our 40th birthday gift to Charlie. His birthday was Thursday.
Oh, that's awesome. Awesome. So his 40th birthday, you're going to put out the album in a medium that was popular when he was born 40 years ago.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so exciting. You guys are going to force me to buy a turntable. I have a few vinyl albums at home, and I only have turntables here at the studio. Belly Gunner put out a great album. I think them and you are the tipping point, so congratulations.
Oh,
you're helping the electronics industry.
Yeah, I mean, even like we have a turntable, but it sounds pretty terrible, so we might need to upgrade.
I think so, to get the full Corner Laughers impact. So is there a working title or a finished title for the new album yet?
There is a title, but I think, I don't know if it's time to reveal it yet.
Ooh, okay, we're going to tease people. There's a title, but we can't know it yet. That's exciting too.
It maybe it's already out there. I can't remember, but.
Well, you know what? If this is any consolation, it's not been out here on these airwaves yet. So your secret is safe with
me.
In fact, audience, the secret is completely safe with me because I also don't know what the title is. So we're going to just let that one ride till next time we chat with Carla and Coy. So you have another show tomorrow in the Bay Area, don't you?
We do, sort of a special show. We're playing, it's at the Contemporary Jewish Museum in San Francisco. It's a really cool museum, and they have a music series for kids. So we're doing that tomorrow at 11, and that's sort of an unusual show as well because we have a special guest drummer.
Ooh.
It's not Charlie, but it, in some ways, even more than Charlie because it's actually Charlie's dad.
Are you serious? Mr. Crabtree?
Who taught Charlie everything he knows. So.
Oh my gosh. I wish I were in the Bay Area tomorrow. So a different Charlie Crabtree is drumming tomorrow.
Yes. So.
Oh my goodness. You know, you guys are mixing it up. This is great. I mean, I love variety. You guys are providing it. That is so very, very cool. So where can my listeners find out more about the Corner Laughers?
Well, you can hear all our music at cornerlaughers.com. And we're on Facebook. Just look up Corner Laughers, iTunes, you know, all the usual places.
Very good. I'm here with Carla Kane of the Corner Laughers and Grasshopper Clock. Again, the show next Friday night at Luna's here in Sacramento. It's going to be Grasshopper Clock, which is Carla and Coy and Anton, then Anton Barbeau, Allison Seconds, about 8 o'clock-ish.
There's actually someone opening, and I'm not familiar with his music, but I'm sure it's good. His name is Mason Hoffman.
Awesome. We're going to find out about Mason Hoffman on Friday, too. Art Luna has great taste in music. He would not let a bad act grace his stage. So I've got full confidence that he'll be good. Carla, thank you so much for hanging out with us here on Twirl Radio today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And why don't we play one of your songs? Which should we hear as we go out here?
I think that is, we should obviously hear Grasshopper Clock.
Absolutely. Here's the Corner Laughers and Grasshopper Clock. Thanks, Carla, and stay on the line for a minute.
Thank you.
Ants in the sugar bowl are something to behold, shining in the silverware like little specks of gold. Milling through the sweetness like bees in honeycomb, you'll put it in your tea when we can bring some money home. Pendulum swings, the energy's unlocked, counting down the seconds like a grasshopper.
96.5 FM, KUBU, The Voice, with the Corner Laughers and Grasshopper Clock from their 2013 album, Poppy Seeds. And of course, we just chatted with Carla, who you hear singing on that track. So excited. They're going to be at Luna's this Friday night, along with Anton Barbeau. Very, very cool stuff. Before that, we heard 3 Minute Tease, and that's Anton's band. The song we heard was Bravely Fade Away, one of our top songs of 2014. That comes from the album Bite the Hand. And as the year was winding down, Anton handed me another album, too. So he was really prolific last year. 3 albums. Amazing stuff. And we started off the show with Lori Larson. She comes from Phoenix, Arizona, with Endless Thank You Loop off of her 2008 album, A Striking Resemblance. And that song was the first album, actually, it was the first song that we ever gave the Twirly Award for Song of the Year to back in 2009 when we first did the Twirlies. This is Twirl. I'm Mike. You're listening to The Voice, 96.5 FM, KUBU in Sacramento, and wherever you are at twirlradio.com. Did you know that we're also available on TuneIn Radio as well? TuneIn.com, and then just search for KUBU. So there's a multitude of ways to hear our community radio station.